Hi, Stories IPS here, and welcome to my story podcast. Usually, I'll be telling you about books that I have read, but not today, because now it's the time for a segment called ERFA, which stands for English Reading for an Article. So in this segment, I'll be reading English articles that I have collected, which mostly deal with personal development. If you're interested in this topic, go ahead and listen for it, or else just skip it and look for the other episodes here on my story podcast that might suit your interest. All right, today's topic is about being confident, I guess. The article is from ideapod.com, entitled 10 Things Confident Introverts Always Do, by Daniel Mabanta. Okay, let's go. There's a disclaimer here I would like to read. We sometimes include products we think are useful for our readers. If you buy through links on this page, we may earn a small commission. Well, I really want to do that. Okay, so here we go. Although we've made some strides, being an introvert still often has a stigma attached to it. We live in a society where striving to be considered normal is largely sought after. While being a bit reserved can be seen as weak, eccentric, or unfriendly, you know, like me. But the confident introvert doesn't care about societal norms. They're independent and comfortable with who they are as individuals. I think just like me. They know that their introverted nature can be a gift, so they keep harnessing that energy. Do you consider yourself a confident introvert? Or perhaps you'd like to get there one day? In this article, I'll walk you through 10 things confident introverts regularly do. Let's get to it. Well, that's not my words, that's her words. That's his words, Daniel Mabanta. That's why he used, I'll walk you through 10 things confident, blah, 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 blah. Alright, 10 things. Let's start with the first. They engage in meaningful conversations. I like that. It's a bit of a misconception that introverts don't like to talk, yes. The truth is, they just don't live for meaningless chatter. Correct. They genuinely enjoy deep and profound topics that can stimulate them intellectually. In fact, confident introverts tend to make great conversationalist. They are typically good listener and observer and share thoughtful responses and questions. Sounds familiar, huh? You might not find them screaming inane remarks. Inane is spelled I-N-A-N-E. Inane. Or inane. Inan. Oh no, it's not inane because it's remarks, so yeah, inane. You might not find them screaming inane remarks into someone's ear at a nightclub every weekend, but a perspective talk over coffee? Heck yes. Second, they embrace solitude. Oh yeah. I know full-grown adults that are incapable of being alone for extended period of time. I can. They need to be in the company of others to prevent boredom or help distract them from their own thoughts. Meanwhile, confident introverts thrive when they're alone. They know alone time is sacred and use it as an opportunity to recharge, think, and create. That's right. They find that people can sometimes be tedious, so getting a break from all the noise is a welcome practice. The confident introvert doesn't need to be around others to feel whole. They get that feeling internally from within themselves. I like that. Did I say 1, 2, 3 or first, second, third? I think I say second just now. Third, they speak up when necessary. Since introverts are known to speak less and listen more, the words they do choose to impart have far more value. The confident introvert will talk when they feel it's necessary. When there's an injustice that is too big to ignore, for instance, they will not hesitate to make their voice heard. Yes, my late grandfather was a man of few words, but when he did speak, everyone listened. When I speak, not everyone listen. I remember when the US went to war with Iraq in early 2000s. My grandpa, who was also a World War II veteran, would organize anti-war rallies in his town. He'd speak with conviction in front of hundreds of how his experiences shaped his pacifist mindset. Pacifist mindset, okay. I think I'm gonna look up for it. Being a lifelong introvert, he was soft-spoken, but his word had gravitas and power to them, and people would sense that. Fourth, they take calculated risk. Yes, calculated risk. The confident introvert is also a thinker, sometimes to a fault. They internalize things and consider all factors thoroughly before making a big decision or commitment. They are willing to take risk as long as everything checks out. Yes, take risk as long as everything checks out. Let's say you are presented with an investment opportunity. As a confident introvert, you take your time in weighing the pros and the cons, dissecting each item meticulously. Wow, new word, meticulously. You don't just plan your money somewhere on a whim because of a flashy PowerPoint presentation. Sorry, my bad. You take things a few steps further, and more often than not, it pays off. Fifth, they prioritize relationships that matter. Here's the thing, confident introverts tend to have many acquaintances, but few real friends. Yes, they'll take quality over quantity any day. Confident introverts don't collect friends. They don't need to feel like the life of the party to feel fulfilled. Yes, they prefer deeper connections rather than vapid interactions. Life is short, and the self-assured introvert is keenly aware of this. If you're good friends with an introvert, consider yourself fortunate. You've been let into a pretty exclusive club. Wow. Sixth, they embrace their introverted qualities. Because of their reputation in the world, some people might try to cover up their introversion or maybe even overcompensate for it. But confident introverts have nothing to hide. Yes, they are extremely comfortable in their own skin. In a chaotic world that lacks peace and quiet, they realize that having introverted qualities can be a gift, particularly when they are used properly. They make it to the point to embrace their uniqueness and leave the popularity contest to the high school kids. Yes. Seventh, they take breaks. They take breaks when needed. Confident introverts are also self-aware. They know that they work like smartphones. In other words, they need to be regularly recharged to make the most of their potential. As established, confident introverts know the value of having time for themselves. Even in the midst of a hectic day or party, confident introverts might take a time out to refresh. Maybe they'll step out the room and sit in a park for a while to gaze at the stars. They know what to do to get out most of themselves. 8. They write well. From my experience, according to Daniel, the contributor, writer, author of this article, from my experience, the confident introvert tends to make an exceptional writer. Think of the great writers of history. Many of them were introverts. It's a matter of debate whether they'd be able to achieve such poignant, deeply creative work if they weren't introspective, one of the hallmarks of an introverted personality. Yeah. Whether you'll become the next great novelist is a matter of opinion, but chances are, as a confident introvert, you generally write well. Even if it's for mundane things like emails or school papers. Yeah, I guess so. Your writing is thorough, clear, and articulate. You're able to express yourself through the written words in ways most people simply cannot. Ninth, they are extroverted when necessary. Yeah, man. Real talk, a confident introvert can converse with anyone to the point of coming across as an extrovert. Surprised? Well, don't be. If the situation calls for it, they are able to shift gears and transform into a social butterfly, full of anecdotes and humorous quips. Wow. Just because they don't live with this existence every day, yes, doesn't mean they aren't capable of it. They have this persona in the queue, ready to use it if need be. They are able to keep up because they have an innate emotional intelligence, not emotional damage. They are able to keep up because they have an innate emotional intelligence about them, which comes in handy during social events. Yes, this brings me to my last point. 10th, they are emotionally intelligent when dealing with others. Yes. Being empathic. Here's the thing, because confident introverts are so observant and introspective, they also tend to have a high degree of emotional intelligence, aka EI, with others. They are able to read the room and respond accordingly. They know how to interpret body language and nonverbal cues. Yes, I am, even more, I learn about the psychology of people. They also make great friends or companions because of their ability to empathize and constantly be in sync with you. You get more of your one-on-one interaction with a confident introvert than other people, as they would rather engage you in a meaningful dialogue over pointless small talk. Oh. He provides us with tutorial on how to be a confident introvert. Here it is. How can I be a more confident introvert? Maybe you lean towards introversion but are lacking in confidence. In this case, I'll be honest. It really is never too late to change. Let's get you there one step at a time. 1. Hone in on your strengths. Remember, you have something special to bring you to the table. You have amazing qualities such as an ability to actively listen, reflect, and internalize deeply. Nurture that energy and use it to your advantage. 2. Practice self-care. Once you start taking care of yourself through regular exercise, sufficient sleep, and eating a well-balanced diet, you start feeling energized and naturally more confident too. 3. Challenge negative self-talk. Oh, I always do it. Filter out the intrusive thoughts as much as possible. This type of self-talk can really affect your level of confidence. When you find yourself having self-doubt, challenge those assertions by seriously asking yourself what's real and what isn't. Focus on positive attributes. Write it down if you have to. 4. Prepare ahead of time. Make planning. If you have a big party or social function coming up, it makes sense to plan ahead, or just try not to pressure yourself. Practice makes perfect, after all. 5. Take small social risks. Getting out of your comfort zone socially might seem difficult or intimidating initially, but it will pay off in the long run. Start small. Maybe you can start small. Maybe you can start a conversation with a stranger at the park or at the bar. Gradually, your confidence will grow. I don't like to start conversation, actually. But when people start talking to me, I could respond them accordingly. Okay, 6. Embrace your introversion. In a world full of copies, be your original self. Maybe you still feel slightly embarrassed over your introverted nature, but I promise, once you begin to embrace your true self, it's all downhill from there. Final thoughts. Okay, this is the conclusion of this article. To conclude, I'd like to say that to be a confident introvert is to be a different breed of person. They are able to enjoy the best of both worlds, and their unique combination of personality traits give them an advantage in many scenarios of life. If you are a confident introvert, then keep on keeping on. Keep on keeping on. Okay. Don't take yourself for granted. If you're lacking in confidence, then keep in mind there's always room for growth, yes. And the first obstacle, accept and acknowledge who you are as a person and own it. You'll get there sooner or later once you stop being hard on yourself and stay committed to your goals. This much I'm sure of. Okay. Alright, so that's it from IdeaPod, 10 things confident introverts always do. And let's say all of them go to me, because I feel that way. But anyway, how was it? Anything you get on that?